And we're live at the Millennial Times Podcast with your hosts, Uriel Osuna and Jokey Malou. What's up, Jokey?
What's up?
All right, guys. So we are going to be talking about the music industry. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about the fame, the glory, all the fandom. Is it really worth it, or is it all hype, or is it a scam? I mean, we are going to be talking about the music industry and our thoughts that have been backed up with facts. Now, we're not going to say everything that we believe is 100% true, but we're going to be sharing our honest opinions about the music industry, mm-hmm. and we're just going to go into this and talk about it. Yeah. So, what do you think about the music industry, dude?
So, like, the music industry, it's good, you know, because music has been around since, like, caveman time, you know? People will bang things in the ground. They will make noise. So, pretty much, music is pretty much sound, yes. You know? And the thing about sound, it's very important, you know? When people sing, when people play the piano, when people play the violin. So, that motivates people, and they get a... It changes your mood, changes your feelings. So music is very important. The music industry has its flaws, you know, its pros and cons. The good thing about music is that it could change people, the way they see life. The bad thing about it is like, it's very like, it's not structured well.
Well, what do you mean by that though? Like not structured well, like I don't get it.
So if you're like an artist, you know, sometimes you don't own 100% of your music.
That's pretty bad.
So you pretty much sold your music for X amount of dollars, mm-hmm. and percentages. So let's say, like, this is how the music industry works, like record label, big record labels.
What's some big ones out there right now? Rockefeller, right? That's one of them?
Yeah.
That's Jay-Z's?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one for artists. So that's a good one. Republic, Atlantic.
What? Who's Republic?
It's Republic. Like, I think it's part of Warner Brothers.
Okay, and then Atlantic Records. I've heard of that one, but I don't know who owns that one though.
Yeah, I don't know too, but I know like these are like these big record labels like Sony, Warner Bros, Interscope,
yeah.
Dreamville,
I don't know
Top
one.
Dog.
Oh, it's called
OVO Sound.
Yeah, there's also Coke Boys. That's French Montana.
Yeah,
Coke Boys. That's it's crazy. So savage.
And then Epic.
Yes.
And then there's a lot of music labels, like a lot. So this is how it works. For example, let's say I was an artist, and you were the record label company, and my music was popping. You know, like I didn't have millions of followers, but I had like 100,000 people mm-hmm. listening to my music every day. So the record labels realize through like their analytics that you're gonna blow up and become like the next thing.
Yeah.
So they're gonna be like, hey, we like your music. We know that people like your music. So we're gonna offer you $1 million. But this is not $1 million given to you. This is $1 million advance. So it's $1 million loan.
So dang.
So part of that, you have to provide so part of the contract is like, you have to do X amount of concerts, and then you have to you have to make certain albums. Like maybe they gave you $1 million and be like, all right, as soon as you finish 5 albums or mixtapes, then you're out of your contract. But most of the time they're signed even longer, so you're in it for like 5 years.
Dang, I didn't know. I thought they would give them so the signing bonuses is a loan? It's
a
not
loan.
That sucks.
And then, like, what do new artists do? I'm talking about rappers. Mm-hmm. They go buy gold chains, you know, they plate their teeth. They go buy Maseratis, you know, Ferraris.
I feel like that would hurt, like, plating your teeth. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, how are you supposed to enjoy your food if you plate your teeth?
Exactly. You know, they go to big parties. They buy designer clothing. They're just balling out, you know, not being smart with their money.
But it's all on a loan.
It's all on a loan. It's not your money. You got to realize when you take out a loan, you have the money, but it's not your money.
Yeah.
You know.
So when they work, they have to pay it back off. So basically, like, the way... So, like, it's $1 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then after the concerts, then once it hits $1 million, then they're okay?
No, there's interest, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So you're probably paying, like, $1.5 million. But if you're really popping, you pay that off in a year. You know, it's pretty easy, but still, you know, they're making money. You're like a money machine to them now. So let's say you have streams. I think it's like 0.6 cents. Like it's like a tenth of a cent when someone listens to your music. Mm-hmm. So if you're like a big artist and, you know, you have like 300 streams a year, 300 million streams a year, the record label takes like 75% of that money.
Dude, that's a lot, dude. I thought it was the other way around. I thought like the record label takes like 30%.
Nah, man.
75? They own you then.
They own you, basically. Sometimes they even take like 90% and you keep 10% of it. So if you're an artist and you have a music video on YouTube, you don't own that. The record label does.
That's so bad, dude.
So that's called 360 deal. They own everything that you like publish and make.
Merchandise, all that stuff.
Everything from t-shirts
to, they own your name,
shoes to everything. Collaboration. So let's say I'm a big artist and I collaborate with Nike to make me a shoe. They own a piece of that.
You're basically buying people.
Yes, basically.
Bro, that's so bad. I thought it was like half and half or like 25, 35, but 75 to 90?
Yeah.
Why would they even sign for that then?
Because a lot of these artists don't have lawyers. So if you're from the hood, bro, and you're from
like, oh, okay.
If you're from like the South, like the deep part of like Atlanta, mm-hmm. you know, and you're not very educated. I'm gonna keep it real. Not all these rappers are educated. Some are, don't get me wrong.
But a lot of them
aren't. And you're from like the dirt and you come up, you're not gonna read the full contract.
It's kind of like what happened with the NWA.
Yeah, a lot of like the dudes didn't read the contracts.
Yeah, and then they were making millions of dollars and they were only taking home like $10,000 a month.
Yeah.
Like, you know, getting bad contracts.
Yeah. So whatever you do, if you're making music, get a lawyer before you sign anything. So before you sign anything big, when it comes to like even an auto loan or a house loan, have someone review it with you, you know, whether it's a family member, just to make sure and ask questions. Some people just sign without asking questions. Yeah.
It's always good to read it.
Just because they're cool with you doesn't mean they're your friend. When it comes to dinero, no one's really your friend. It depends, but in most cases, like, not.
Yeah, because it's all business. Yeah. They're all sharks.
Exactly.
Especially record label companies. There's a reason they have that big old office.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's pretty much you're just telling yourself.
Dang, that's so bad. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So basically what you're telling me is like if these companies like are buying out artists, then is that why a lot of them go broke?
Yeah, a lot of like mostly it's rappers. You always see rappers go broke, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because you're buying jewelry and you're not making investments. So now that you paid out your 360 deal, you owe royalties. So royalties is pretty much what is paid to you when people listen to your music. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have investments in other avenues, you know, you're gonna go broke. Because a lot of musicians, like especially rappers, it's a success if you're a rapper then and you surpass like 5 years. Because mm-hmm. people die out. Because people get bored of listening to the same music over and over.
Who's dying out right now?
Man, I'm not even gonna name names, but.
Oh, but there's some dying out though?
There's people, like there's a lot of artists that people don't mess with their music anymore.
Dang. Shoot. Yeah. I didn't know that. I did not know that at all. So is that why Chance the Rapper decided not to get a do? Because I think he hit his music without signing with a record label company.
Yeah. That dude went like platinum, gold, you know, he made a lot of records, you know, and he did it pretty much by himself. You know, he had YouTube and all these other streaming platforms, but he didn't sign a deal because he knew like a lot of the record labels are snakes. Don't get me wrong. There are some record labels out there that are really good.
Yeah.
You know, that will work with you. You know, they'll get you a lawyer just to make sure everything's run smoothly.
Yeah. Give you a fair deal.
Yeah.
Not a freaking aggressive contract.
Yeah. But once he's like, yeah, so Chance the Rapper did what he did was well, especially like, a lot of artists now are just doing their own thing. Like, now you have other, like, free promotions. You got YouTube.
Yeah.
You got Instagram, you got social media.
What's that platform called? SoundCloud.
SoundCloud too.
SoundCloud's big. A lot of people are on SoundCloud.
Yeah, like
that's how Post Malone got famous. Yeah. Right? Okay.
Post Malone, you know, he had to have a song called White Iverson.
Ooh, dude, that song is good though.
And the thing about White Iverson was like a few weeks when he came out, I was listening to this. I was like, okay, this is like smooth. This is like a good song. And then Post Malone, he just blew up that way. So now you don't need to know people. Now, if your music is really good, people will find you.
That's it.
Like, people try so hard to promote their music. If your music is good, you will be found.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can promote all you want, right? But like if there's a bunch of advertising, like, oh, listen to this song now. And you click it for like 2 seconds and you're like, that is garbage. Mm-hmm. You're not going to tell your homies about it.
You're not going to listen to it again.
Yeah, you're not going to listen to it. And then you're not going to post it on your story. But when there's a good song, mm-hmm. what happens? You put it on your Instagram story, put it on Snapchat, bump it at parties. Well, what's that? Shazam, boink.
Exactly.
Yeah, if your music's good, that's it. The sound will travel across the ocean.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, a lot of people want to be in the rap game, but don't know how to market. Marketing is really good. If your music as well, you know, it has to be in the right spot at the right time.
That's true.
Like the song, look, like Old Town Road, Old Town Road. I'm feeling pain no more. You know how that song went up? It's like, what do you call that app? TikTok.
Yes.
So TikTok is a platform. It's like Vine, but it's like a newer Vine, kind of similar to Vine, where you make a little like short, like minute video, you know, whatever, and then you have background music. So he got free promotion from millions of people.
That's true.
So then people started listening to it, and then people were talking about the song, and then it became a hit.
No wonder the song's so short.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why is the song so short?
Like 2 minutes, right?
If that, yeah.
Yeah, it's really like short.
Yeah, no wonder. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. So promotion, you have other people promote your music. Yeah, the only thing that, like, the song is okay, you know, I'll give him that, is it's short.
Yeah.
It's short and it's repetitive. You know, it's a catchy, it has a catchy
it's
hook.
It's very catchy.
You know, you could be walking and then you hear it, you're like, oh,
I lean on my bladder. I'll just start walking and then I'll just grab like my belt and just
you got you feeling like a cowboy.
Yeah. I'm just like walking like you. I'll just feel like that. I'm like going to, like I'm walking to my car and then I'll be like, can't nobody tell me nothing. Yeah, I'll just feel like that. I'm like, damn, I feel like a cowboy. Like, I feel like I'm
right. Yeah, that song had me, man, for a couple days. I was like, what the hell? Like, this isn't my music that I listen to. You know? So, the sad truth about that dude is, like, he's not going to be in the top for a long time. So, he's like a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
So, you're hot for, like, maybe the whole year. And then that's it. You go down. And the thing about music is, like, if you're a rapper, bro, and you're not making hits, like, hit music.
Is he a rapper, though? Because, I mean, like, he says he's a country singer, but then he's a...
That's the thing. People are confused. Like, I would say, in my opinion, he's a country singer, but there's rap in it. So let's consider him, let's call him a rapper.
Have you heard that song, Rodeo? Please, little... It sounds like rap, but it's like, it's kind of like that weird like bounce. It's like it's kind of country, but it's also rap. It's
that's like, where this is like speaking about that. He mastered it. He mastered what people want. So he added like different rhythms into it, so he had people thinking it was rap, but it was actually a country song. So he mixed rap and country together, and then it exploded. Genius.
I don't know why I fused the word country and rap together to one word came out.
Crap.
Yeah, dude. That's what I'm saying. I was like, a run tree? No, crap. I'll...
Hey.
Oh, it's funny.
But it worked,
it's
man.
A new genre. Yeah.
The dude, what he did was smart. I'm going to give him that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, music, man, like, you could... The free promotion, you could promote it in different ways, but... Yeah, like, you don't even need that many people to promote your music. As long as your music is good, that's it.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
That's it. It's all good. You know what's crazy? Like, what people will do to get signed. Or like
to go viral.
Yeah. Oh, man, dude. Like, yeah. Like, oh, I'll do anything. Like, I see it more like in women that, like, go into the music label. Like, there's no way, like, any of these, like, beautiful artists go without having to, like, sacrifice something. You know? Yeah. That's totally real.
Yeah, like, the good thing, the music artists is that last long. They're, they have a good PR team and they do publicity stunts. You know, they'll see something wild just to get a reaction from fan bases and people who listen to music in general. Mm-hmm. Why do they do that? To promote their music. So Cardi B is gonna say some wild things, you know, and get political. Not knowing that she has the album coming out in a week.
Yeah, that's the whole
point. So now people are talking about Cardi B. Her name is all over social media. It's all over CNN. It's all over big, like, publication sites. Now people search for music. People that don't know about her. Now her streams go up. What does that mean when you have streams going up? More money. So now, like, a lot of these artists know what they're doing. So yeah. PR firms are really good at that.
Yeah. Tupac used to do that a lot. He used to have, like, a lot of beefs with other rappers, but it was real.
Like,
yeah,
a lot of that beef with Tupac was real.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
He was really living that life. You know, Tupac was a real one. Damn. You know, a lot of artists talk about being gangsta and all that, but Tupac was really a gangster, and a lot of people confused him being gangster with him being a musician. You know, and think about Tupac, a lot of his music had meaning.
Yeah, you know, dude. Like, Dear Mama, oof.
Yeah, got me. You know, it talked about, like, real struggles that people in the hood face in general, you know? Because a lot of the music was hood. It was hood music that had meaning. Mm-hmm. You know, so Tupac, he had a big influence when it came to a lot of people. Now, a lot of rappers aren't really living that life.
I remember Tupac had called out Nas. He was like, yeah, this sucker, Nas. I'm like Nas is good, but Tupac was like, yeah, he's weak sauce, so he's... I'm like, damn.
Yeah, a lot of artists pick up at other artists just for their name to go up. Yeah. You know. So yeah, man. Like, another thing in the music industry is clout chasing.
Clout chasing?
It's pretty much basically, hey, like, I'm gonna bother this person just to get their fan base.
J. Cole talks about it. Am I gonna beef with another rapper for clout?
Yeah. It won't be for clout. It won't be for fame.
Yeah.
You know. So basically what J. Cole's saying, he's not going to beef with you just to get your followers. And that's the thing I like about J. Cole, you know. He has his own record label. It's called Dreamville. And a lot of people in Dreamville, it's not generic, like, little whatever. It's
not
good music.
Yeah. It's not a little baby. It's not a little poop. It's not a little yachty.
Little yachty, you know.
Little caca. Yeah, it's none of that.
None of that, you know. It's good music. You know, and so yeah, J. Cole, his music has meaning. He talks about real life.
Yeah, that album For Your Eyes Only, man, dude.
Powerful, powerful.
Powerful. It's all storytelling. That's what it always was. Yes. Though. Yeah, yes. Man. I remember there's this one song I heard that gave me freaking, like, my hairs went up. You know when you hear a song and it gives you goosebumps?
Yes. Was it called Love Yours? Yeah,
that one and Change.
Yeah, Love Yours, like that song, like, we're gonna summarize it to you. It's pretty much talking about like wherever you're at in life, you know, you gotta love what you have, because you could have all the money, you could have all the, you know, chips, you could have all the jewelry or whatever materialistic things that people wanna accumulate, but if you don't have family, you know, you don't have someone that loves you, and you don't love no one,
you're empty.
You're empty inside. And he talks about how he went from having nothing to having something, and then he wasn't fulfilled.
Yeah.
You know?
He talks about it a lot in his interviews. He's like, yeah, man, like, when I started the game, when I started Forest Hills Drive, man, super album, monster album, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Forest Hills Drive, and I was talking about how he was getting in the rap game and he was getting watches and stuff. Then he was like, yeah, this shit sucks.
Yeah.
Because for a rapper to say that, be like, yeah, this shit sucks, damn.
Because you're a rapper, you know, you really can't trust who's really your friend. Because some people are going to hang out with you just because you're really pop. You know, you're the person for the moment. And then as soon as you have, as soon as it goes down, like you're done. J. Cole talks about it in his album. One of his songs is called 1985. Mm-hmm. So like one rapper, Little Whatever, dissed J. Cole. And he said that if you don't have, he's talking to musicians or people in general. Like, you can make all this money right now, but once your music starts dying down, once you, like, people don't listen to you no more, once you don't have no more tour dates, and you have all the cars, you have all the jewelry, but you're broke, you have nothing to pay your bills, and then you'll really see who's really your friend. Because rap game, you know, you have an entourage.
Yes,
you know, entourage. You have people following you, you know, you have, like, a photographer, you have, like, whatever, you know, people just hanging out with you, and they're in payroll, they're working for you. So
damn, they're, yeah,
and they're chilling. Payroll. If you really think about it,
they're chilling. They're just being with you, and
except the manager. Yeah. The manager has to work hard.
Yeah, but the entourage is chilling. All they're doing is mooching.
They're mooching off you. You know, you're paying them money, but then you're buying them clothes. And this is the thing: people confuse homies to like business. Like people bring personal life into business.
Yeah. So you have to keep it separate.
It's like, hey, man, I'm going to buy him a new car. Why? Because he's my homie. I'm like, bro, like, yeah, that's a nice thing to do, but...
You just met him last week?
Exactly. Now you're going to go broke if you keep spending wildly.
Yeah. Man, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, J. Cole, man, that guy really speaks volumes to me.
Even Jay-Z, man. You know, his album, like... He talks in his, like, one of his latest songs, he talks about like how people in the hood, like black people and brown people in general, should invest.
Yeah.
You know?
Guy's a billionaire. A rap billionaire. Even Dr. Dre couldn't do that.
Yeah. Dr. Dre barely got there. Like, he's almost there, right?
Yeah, he's
still
almost
beats,
there.
Right? He's almost, for like $3 billion.
Yeah, so the wealthiest rapper for a long time was always P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Then it was Dr. Dre because of Beats by Dre and all this other stuff.
You see, a lot of these people made more money outside of music.
Yes.
So they had outside ventures, you know.
Yes.
Now, like, a lot of artists is really, they start to see, like, hey, like, this music thing... It's here, but it's not going to be here forever. Like, Drake, he was like, oh, like, okay, yeah, my music is hot right now, but I need to expand. Okay, I'm going to make OVO.
Dude, OVO sound, whoever created that logo, smart.
Mm-hmm. An owl, basic owl.
Yeah, but it's like OVO, like, damn, October's very own. That genius, black and gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. That was so genius. Yeah, if I had like the money, liquor, cause that's what Jay-Z talked about, like, is like liquid assets, and it's true. People love substances.
People are fiends.
Damn, full straight upset. They're fucking real, fiends.
Man. People are fiends, you know.
Yeah, they drink liquor like it's fish.
You know, people drink liquor like it's water, bro.
They're like I'm thirsty. This liquor has electrolytes. I'm gonna destroy my liver. Man.
J. Cole says, do as you wish. Damn. So as soon as I heard that verse, I was like, all right, I can't be telling friends, hey, don't be doing this bad shit. Like, do as you wish. Whatever. It's your life. You know, you do what you want.
Yes.
You know, it's true. And people listen to music because of the beat. Nah, you got to listen to music because of the meaning. What does this mean to you?
Yeah. One of the songs that J. Cole changed, he's like, who am I to tell a person what to do? I just apply.
Yeah.
Damn. I was like, I was like, dude, like, why? Like, wow. Like, if some people like don't want to be told that they know what they're doing and they want to be like that, and it's like, shit. Like, damn. I was like, man. Whew.
Yeah. You know why? Like, you remember when J. Cole was up there, but not that many people knew of him.
Mm-hmm.
The reason people didn't know of him because J. Cole didn't become mainstream. So a lot of his music was tailored to a specific group of listeners, you know. But then as soon as J. Cole started adding like drum beat to a song, he started adding bass, he started adding like a little bit of auto tune, you know, not a lot. He stayed true to himself.
But then people were like,
oh, okay, this person.
Yeah. Remember the Larry King live performance?
Mm-hmm.
When he goes off
Yeah.
Dude. That, like, when I saw that, got wrecked some more. I remember seeing that 3 years ago in my room when I used to live at Plaza. I saw that, and I was like, man. He's like, you, that watch, you ought to be ashamed. You paid too much for it, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, back home, people got no heat, got no AC. He's like, Walmart just fired my homie. He just had a baby. Damn.
Yeah.
I was like, I really was like, I was so thrown off. I was like, he's not like the other one.
Yeah, like, the thing about J. Cole is, like you said earlier, storytelling. These are real stories, not fake. I was living this life, but I actually wasn't. This is like...
Oh, like freaking, like Tyga?
And that's a different story.
But yeah, dude, when he said that, though, I was like, oh, man. Like, I honestly, dude, I had the goosebumps.
Yeah, real music.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, man.
People could relate to that.
Yeah.
Because he's talking about, like, hey, like, he's pretty much, what he's pretty much saying is, like, hey, like, this music thing is cool and everything, but if your homies are struggling, then is it really cool? Because this is the thing, like, I think it's mostly in the black and brown community. It's like, when your homie makes it, then everyone should make it. Is that, like, do I believe, like, people should do that? Yeah. You know, some people have different ideas and people grew up differently. If I made it, you know, if I made it in the rap game, I would want my friends to make it too. You know, because everyone should have a piece of success.
Yeah. Everybody should not go hungry.
Yeah. You know, well, you know, like, we have, like, certain groups of people believe, like, hey, like, I made it. You got to find it by yourself. You know, you got to go hunting for yourself. You know, and we live in a world where survivors are the fittest.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. You know how you were saying survival the fittest?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you can't take this, like, people, like, a lot of youth can't take this life, you know, as a game. Like, when you're a kid, you can. When you turn 18, whatever you do will be documented.
Yeah, whatever you do, like, that's the thing. As soon as you're finished with high school, bro, that's it. That's when real life starts.
Yes.
Like, okay, I'm in college now, or you're working, whatever you decide to do with your life. Okay. Like, where do I see myself in 10 years? Where do I see myself in 12 years? That's what I always try to, like, aim for. Because right now, people live for the moment. But you gotta elevate. Like, where do I see my ideal life in 30 years? You know, and if it shifts to a different thing, a different path, all right, so be it. You know, you learn from that lesson and you move on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you should always, like, you should always elevate. Seek more and elevate.
Yeah. Who do you think is another real artist out there? Because J. Cole, man, my opinion, the realest right now.
Yeah.
Who else do you think is real out there?
When it comes to, like, right now, like, when it comes to, like, rap and all that, it's a Lil Baby. When it comes to the rap, like, in top, who's blowing up.
Okay.
The thing why I say that is because a lot of people don't know of him, but...
I've heard of Lil Baby.
He has hit songs. And he's structuring the hits at a certain moment. Like, he's not throwing all hits at once. So his management team is telling him, hey, this song is hot right now. Don't post it right now. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's why you'll see big YouTubers, they don't post every day. Because if you post every day, then people are going to get sick and tired of you.
Yeah.
You know, unless, like, you're big and you decide to do that. But when you're kind of big, you got to be like, you got to have a schedule, a perfect schedule. All right, I posted this video this week. All right, in 2 weeks, I'm going to post another hit video that's going to get tens of millions.
Yeah.
So, okay. Lil Baby right now, and the reason I say that is because he's really exposing, like, what's really going on with music and how his life changed with just a vision. And like, not giving up. Because people who want to make it in the rap game or in music in general, yeah, they're good, but you got to keep going.
Yeah,
you can't stop. You gotta keep dreaming. But there comes a time where you gotta be like, okay, I'm not built to be a singer. Like, I'm not, like, you gotta come with realization and be like, okay, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
And it's totally fine, you know. You can't be delusional.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of delusional fools out there. I'll tell you that right now.
For real, man.
There's a lot of delusional fools. Like, you know how you were saying, like, these artists, they knew their time would pass by. Because honestly, who bumps P. Diddy now? Unless it's an oldie but goodie, but he's still relevant. Why? His business.
He's business and he knows how to market himself well.
Yes. He had the clothing line. He had the liquor by... Oh, my goodness, dude. Yeah. Ciroc. Genius.
More than he ever made in music.
Yeah.
Telling and you that for sure.
Same thing with Jay-Z. That's how they collaborated. They made money off of cheap grapes.
And they made record labels. They're like, wait a minute. These record labels are making money like me? Okay. Instead of being a product, I'm going to be a supplier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what happened? Oh, yeah. Ace of Spades, freaking that big old bottles of stuff that they... Mm-hmm. Oh, well, don't worry. It's not going to be a bottle. It's going to be with a hot girl and the fireworks and the buckets. And
typical, you're so cool. Typical club, not nightclub shit.
Yes. And how much is that bottle? $10,000.
Hey, man, that's the thing. Flexing.
Yeah. So they knew that people like to flex. Because people who don't have money love to flex.
Yes. You always see that people who have no money always like to show off.
Yeah. So it's like they banked on that and it worked. I was like, damn.
So he pretty much was like, okay, how can I make money? Okay, I'm gonna make money off insecurities.
Ah! Well, that's what it is. That's always what it is. It's always work, too. Make money off people's egos and pride. That's why a lot of like rookie NBA players, they're not relevant. But
so athletes go broke.
Yes.
A lot of athletes go broke within like 5 years, you know.
Yeah.
Going to nightclubs, buying expensive clothing. The thing that messes up a lot of athletes is like cars. Like they're buying new cars off the lot. Yeah. I never got that concept of buying a new car, like especially like a Ferrari.
Yeah. But hey. Like if you get one, that's okay. But they buy like eight
Ferraris. They're giving out money like it's candy.
Like it's freaking candy.
They don't have the right financial advisor.
Yeah, if I was one, because they make $12 million a year for a rookie, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But what they forget is without the right financial advisor, mm-hmm. you lose half because of taxes.
Yeah.
Because you're in a different bracket.
It's crazy, man. So yeah, man, the music industry, the entertainment industry, if you don't know what you're doing and you're in it,
get devoured.
You will be eaten up. Like, you will get killed. You know, when it comes to finances, like, they will hurt you. So yeah, just whatever you decide, be smart with it. And the thing about music, it's gonna sound strong, but music is medicine.
Yeah, it is. At least it can, the right kind of music can give you in a trance.
Of course.
It's enough flow.
You know, if you're listening to hard metal and you're driving fast in the freeway, and that's the type of music you listen to, you will go fast.
Yeah.
Because it's giving you the rush. It's giving you the dopamine.
Yeah, it's giving you the... Yeah.
So yeah, man, like, whatever you do, this is like outside of music in general. You know, all these claims are just personal opinions that me and Uriel have. You know, and you should, whatever you take in from this is your personal business. This is just a disclaimer. We wanna wish you guys the best. And what do you have to say, Uriel?
Yeah, no, we just wanted to share our opinions about music industry and where it's at, where we see it. If you guys like this episode, yeah, it's like our channel, please subscribe, please follow us, and then share this. We'll be keep posting more next week. We have another edition coming out, but just follow us. This is the Millennial Times with Uriel Sun and Joke Malou. Take it easy, you guys.
Gone.